All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In our study today, we'd like to talk about walking in the fear of God. You know, the fear of God is used numerous times in the Bible. What is it to walk in the fear of God? And what does the fear of God mean? Well, first of all, let us understand, concerning fear, that fear must be taught. It's not something that we automatically have, neither is it something that we just casually develop. If you fear God, it's because you've been taught to fear God. If you don't fear God, it's because you've not been taught to fear God. In Psalms 34, in verse 11, "Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." So see, if our children fear God, it's because we have taught them to fear God. But if our children don't fear God, it's because we have not taught them. Now, there's always the exception to the rule, because we know that children are free moral agents and certainly can make their own choices. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 4, beginning with verse 9. Listen to what we read. "Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which I have seen with thine eyes, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all of the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." See, parents have to learn to fear God, and then they are to teach their children to fear God. So the point is, fear must be taught, and fear must be learned. You know, in the fact of the matter, most people have a limited concept of the fear of God. You know, not everyone in the Bible walked in the fear of God, though there were some that were described that way: Abraham, Joseph, Job, Nehemiah, Jonah. Truly, these were individuals that had the fear of God, but not everyone, even today, who has obeyed the gospel and been baptized is walking in the fear of God. We see Christians who are growing weaker and weaker. And we find in the scriptures, the phrase was used very, very selectively. You know, we might begin to analyze the causes to be maybe problems with our job, or in other words, just financial problems. There could be problems in the family. There could be problems with our health that causes us to grow weaker and weaker. But the bottom line is, we don't fear God when we allow finances and family and our health to cause us to no longer be faithful to the Lord. In fact, the denominational world uses the word Christian to describe just anyone who believes in God. We understand the loose weight, of course, that they're using it, and yet sometimes we use the term Christian to describe anyone that has obeyed the gospel and been baptized and is therefore claiming to be a member of the Lord's church. But friends, there can be a vast difference between one who is a Christian, as we use the term, and one who fears God. You know, for example, we need to encourage our children to not just marry a Christian, but marry a Christian who fears God. And there's a big difference. I want my children to fear God. I want them to marry someone that fears God. And I want them to teach their children to fear God. After all, the purpose of life is to fear God. Solomon, we know, had thought that wealth was the purpose of life. But instead, he found that to be vanity. He thought wisdom was the purpose of life. But again, come to the conclusion that it was vanity. And he thought that pleasure, that is, having a good time, was the purpose of this life. But again, he learned that that too was vanity. It's in Ecclesiastes 12 that in verse 13 it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Everyone's, you, me, everyone's purpose in this life is to fear God and keep his commandments. In Proverbs 23, it's in verse 17, it says, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." In Acts 9, verse 31, "Then had the churches rest throughout all of Judea and Galatia and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied." If we fail in our purpose in life, that is, to fear God, we are failures. You know, we can be great successes in our businesses or in the jobs that we do. We can have one of the highest educations possible. We may be enjoying life to the fullest, having all of the fun that's possible for a human being to have. But if we don't fear God, we have failed in life. You know, as a general rule, as we raise our children and they develop into adulthood, if they do not fear God, we have failed miserably as parents. You know, they may have a PhD because we sent them to get the best education that we could afford. They may wear the finest clothes and may have material things that, you know, all the material things that money can buy. But if we fail in our purpose in life to fear God, then life has no real meaning. You know, people, why some of them commit suicide? They come to the point where they think that they have no purpose in life. They think they have no reason to live. Friends, here's our reason. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. But two, those that fear God are those that please God. In Acts 10, verse 35, it says, "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." It's in Psalms 2, in verse 11, "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." When we have fear, we serve the Lord. It's in Psalms 34, verse 9, "O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him." And then drop down to verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. But what does fear mean? Fear is sort of like a coin. Every coin we know has two sides. In fact, we can't have a coin with two heads or two tails. Heads and the tails go together. The fear of God is a single concept, but two different things are involved. One is the fear of not pleasing God. If I fear God, I tremble to think about not pleasing Him. I'm afraid to lie, because that will not please God. In 1 Samuel 11 and verse 7, it says, He took a yoke of oxen and hewn them in pieces and set them throughout all of the coast of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, Whosoever cometh not forth after Saul and after Samuel, so shall it be done unto his oxen. And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one accord. This was when Saul, King Saul, was going up against the Ammonites. See, oxen was the way that they made a living. The oxen provided for their family. It was not a pet. And you know why the people came out? They were afraid not to. If we look in Psalms 119, verse 120, it says, My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Are you afraid of God? We ought to be. In fact, Hebrews 10 and verse 31 said, It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And Hebrews 12, verse 28 rather, says, Our God is a consuming fire. We ought to literally tremble in His presence and be ever afraid of not pleasing Him because we are afraid of His judgments. In Isaiah 66, rather, in verse 2, For all of those things have mine hands made, and all of those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Does God's word ever make you afraid? It ought to. It ought to make us to tremble. When God says, Here is what we are to do, here is what we are not to do, and here is how I want you to live, then we ought to be afraid of not pleasing God. I ought to be afraid to get drunk, to use drugs. Not afraid of what it will do to my body, but afraid of not pleasing God. I'm afraid of what it will do to my soul. The other side of the coin is that fear involves respect or awe of God. We must have respect of His power and majesty. You know, in Luke 7, Jesus went to the city of Nain, and there was the funeral procession of the widow's son. Jesus told the woman not to weep. He raised her son, and He took him to her. And it's in verse 16 that says, And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God has visited His people. They were not so much in fear of not pleasing God, but they were in awe, they were in respect that God had been in their presence. In Jonah 1 and verse 9, he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Fear involves being afraid, but also having respect. Here's what we've learned about fear so far. It's my purpose in life. I'm pleasing God if I fear. And I know that fear has two sides. I'm going to be literally afraid to not please God. And at the same time, I'm going to stand in awe and respect of His power and His majesty. And this can be illustrated by looking at parents and children. You know, when a child is young and parents are disciplining them, that child may do what he does because he fears his parents. He's afraid of getting a whipping. The older the child gets, he begins to do what he does out of respect and out of honor for his parents. There must be a blending of these two things when it comes to us and God. What does the fear of God cause us to do? I'm going to do what God says do. It means obedience to the utmost. We do what God says do, regardless. I'm going to be dedicated, devoted. I'm going to hate sin. I'm going to depart from it. I'm going to have respect for God's word. And the fear of God should motivate me to do what's right. See, fearing God involves many things. And I hope our study today has helped us to see some of those. We see the time it's gone. We appreciate so much for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow. And it's under then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.